From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Charlie Brown, who plays Jean Valjean in Les Misérables. The production opens next Friday at Peoria Players Theater. Charlie, good to have you with us again.
Thanks, Suzette.
Now, this is the second production of Les Mis in the area recently, but from what I gather, from what I've heard of the production, there are still a lot of people in local theaters who are just jumping at the chance to do this show.
Well, this is a show that's obviously the running forever on Broadway. It sells out every place it goes. It has a universal appeal to it. And actually, it's the third year in a row someone's done it, because Cornstalk,
there was a youth production.
The youth program did it as well.
Was that the case for you? Was this something you were waiting for a chance to do, or are you hearing that from other members of the company?
I think this is a show that everybody who's involved in musical theater wants to do at some time in their career or not. It's kind of the bucket list, one of the bucket list shows. I had auditioned for it a year ago at Eastlight, and was a little disappointed I didn't get in it, and looked forward to the opportunity to do it again this year.
I was lucky enough to see you last weekend at the WCBU fundraiser. And honestly, the hair looks real good. People can't see it on radio, but you look like you have Jean Valjean hair. Then I thought, hearing you sing, it struck me as a natural fit. Do some parts come more naturally, and does this part seem a natural fit for you?
I would say yes. I really enjoy the part. It has a tremendous range. A good 2.5-3 octave range for Valjean, and some of the higher parts are a challenge to be able to express those with the emotion and the pitch that's necessary to get it across. But you know, my philosophy has always been it's much better to be an actor who tries to sing than a singer who tries to act. And so I want to bring some acting into this role as well.
You know, speaking of playing the role and all of the dimensions to it, this is a show that also covers a really wide time span. I mean, the time span is, what, 20, 30 years?
30,
over the course
30
of,
maybe 35, yeah.
Is that something that you're trying to be conscious of as you approach early scenes and later scenes? Are you trying to reflect the fact that Valjean is 20 or 30 years older at the end of the show than he was when we first met him? Does that change your physicality?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When we first meet Valjean, he's a prisoner and has just spent 20 years in a labor prison camp. And so he's quite beat down. He's quite much older than his age. However, as he receives his parole and goes out into the world, he's rejuvenated. And you see a much younger, much more vibrant Valjean, and then of course time takes up, you know, another 15, 20 years pass, and so by the end of the show he's an old man, and we're going to go from dark-haired, fairly young-looking, scruffy prisoner to well-kept mayor of a town, owner of a business, to an old man who's dying of old age. So hopefully we'll be able to transmit that across as well. Because it's a little confusing in the show, because some scenes, all of a sudden, Eponine is a little girl, and the next scene, all of a sudden, she's grown up, and the same thing with Cosette. And it throws the audience off a little bit as far as timing goes.
I was interested in hearing you say that you're not just a singer, but you're an actor, and you're going to make this part your own. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, reading the book, 1,500 pages of Victor Hugo's classic is a challenge emotionally for anybody. The first time I saw this show, I actually had to walk out from my seat and stand at the back of the theater because it was so emotionally intense. The evil, the bad things that happen to good people, and those type of things are just, it's hard. It's a difficult show to watch if you know, really understand what's going on. And I wanted to bring that kind of pathos to this production, to at least to my performance part of it. And luckily, I think Connie Sin, who's directing this show, has done a really good job in casting people who can express that emotional content that the book carries.
I think a lot of us feel like we already know this show because of the many runs on Broadway and the touring productions, or maybe from listening to the soundtrack. But one of the things that I'd be interested in knowing is sometimes you tackle a role and you get inside it And you suddenly learn things about it that you had no idea from watching it. You have to be inside the part to really appreciate it. Have you had a discovery like that? Is there something you've learned about either the role or the show itself that you never would have picked up from being on the other side of the curtain?
Oh, absolutely. Watching other people perform it, whether it's, you know, on a YouTube clip from the 10th anniversary with Colm Wilkinson or whoever it might be you're watching, you always see an image of what it is, but it's always very two-dimensional. Once you step into that person's shoes, once you start to actually say those lines and sing those songs, you start to discover that to create a consistency, what fellow actors have called the arc of the story, in order to make that consistent, there really are some challenges. You know, how do I go from this angry, you know, life has been horrible to me prisoner to this charitable, altruistic, loving man who's being doggedly chased by this relentless police officer, Javert, and then all of a sudden a loving father, and then the national patriot that he is in the book. We don't really see that in the movie so much or in the play. But now he becomes a patriot, and then he's standing up to fight with the students against the national army. And there's all these different things. And trying to find that those transitions has been a real challenge. My wife was kind enough to give me the note that whatever you do, stand erect. Stand proud. Don't ever cower. You can cower with your voice. You can cower with your pitch. But Valjean's a proud, strong man. Don't ever physically cower. And so that's one of the things I've kind of added to this.
And I'm wondering if this part is not only transformative as a character, but in your life, you've taken some of these points to heart and say, I'm going to change my life.
I'm not sure which comes first, the chicken or the egg. I think there are some the parts of Valjean that I have recognized in myself already, and I'm probably bringing that into the role. It's difficult to say which comes first. Once you start to become married to the character, married to the story, it's difficult to say which one came first.
Well, I guess I was wondering, do you stand more erect? Do you stand proud that there might be something inside you say, I am a proud actor, Charlie Brown?
Yeah, I suppose there's some of that. There's some of that. There's innate humility that goes with being a performer. Was that good enough? Did I put enough effort into it? Was there enough energy? And you're always kind of looking over your shoulder to see, you know, was that okay? Was that enough? And so there's a little insecurity there. But that, I guess that's part of the fun of it, too.
Now, you've been on quite a run in the last few months because you started the summer playing Harold Hill in The Music Man. So when the curtain finally goes down on this production, what's next for you?
I'll be directing a show at Cornstalk at the Lab Theater. It's a show by Yasmin Reza called Art. It's a small dramatic comedy about the friendship between three middle-aged guys who have been friends all their life. And all of a sudden, a new fixture comes in the midst of them, and how they're going to deal with this new member of their relationship.
We've been talking with Charlie Brown. He plays Jean Valjean in Peoria Players' production of Les Miserables. Performances begin next week, September 6th, and continue through the 15th. Charlie, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
And Nathan, the Fogelberg Foundation of Peoria kicks off festivities tonight for the 4th annual Dan Fogelberg Celebration Weekend with music and a welcome party at the Cornerstone Building. And then there's a concert tomorrow night at the Scottish Rite Cathedral with an acclaimed Fogelberg tribute band followed by a post-concert reception. It will be all Fogelberg all weekend long for many of us diehard Fogelberg fans. I'm looking forward to it.
And the guest artist series at Illinois Central College presents Lisa Rock with a program called Close to You. It's a tribute featuring the music of the Carpenters. The performance is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.